Welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will be bringing a series of studies out of the book of Deuteronomy. So get close to your radio and get your Bible now as we take a deeper look in the book.
Most of the time, God either have to veil you or either you're going to die. Because the Bible talks about no man can see the face of God and live. Remember, Moses wanted to see God, and God said, no, Moses, what I'm going to have to do, I'm going to have to put you in the cliff. And I'll have to show you my backside. Because if you see me face to face, then you won't be able to handle that. Amen. And remember, Moses just even seeing the residue of God, just getting just a little bit of God. Moses came down, what? Glowing. And Moses had to put a had to put a cloth over his head, had to put a veil over his head because he was glowing so. Amen. Amen. So Moses is trying to get them, this new generation, to see the greatness of God. Now he warns them. He warns them in verse number 9. He warns them not to forget the word. Verse 9, he says, only take heed to yourself. He tells them this twice. Take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligent, lest thou forget the thing which thine eyes have seen, and lest thou depart from thy heart all the days of thy life, but teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. He said, you gotta keep reminding folks. You got to keep reminding folks. Because you'll easily forget of what God already done for you. The reason that folks going around with the lip out, they already done forgot what God already done for you. Amen. Amen. Again, verse number 15. So this time he tells them in verse 9, he warns them not to forget the word. But in verse 15, he warns them not to turn to idols. Look at verse 15 and say, take heed, therefore, good heed unto yourself, for ye shall know manner of similitude on the day that the Lord spoke unto you in Horeb out of the midst of the fire, lest you corrupt yourself and make you a grave amendment, the similitude of a figure, the likeness of male or female, the likeness of beast that is on earth, the likeness of the winged fowl that flies in the air, the likeness of anything that creep on the ground, the likeness of flesh that is in the water between the earth, and lest thou lift up thine eyes unto heaven, and when thou seest the sun, the moon, the star, even all the host of heaven should be driven to worship them and serve them which the Lord thy God has not divided unto all the nation under the whole earth. He said, now, you need to keep God in the forefront of your mind, lest you're going to forget. And everything you see, in other words, he said, you are turning it into an idol. Hello now. He said, if you don't put God in the front and focus on God, see, whatever, what do they teach you in driver's class when you are driving? Do they teach you to look to the right side of the road, a left side of the road, or the middle of the road? It's the middle. See, whatever side you look to, you're going to find yourself slowly going that way. If you look to the right side of the road, you're going to be on the edge. You're going to be just about going into the ditch. If you look to the left side of the road, you're going to start going towards the left. That's why you got to look straight ahead. You got to look straight ahead. That's how it is with the Lord. You got to look right at you. You got to stay focused on the word of God. Because if not, whatever you start putting your mind on, that's what you're going to go after. God wired you up like that. As a man thinking in his heart, so is he. You're going to go after whatever you see. You're going to start going after that. Amen. And you'll turn it into an idol. It's not an idol, but you'll turn it into an idol. Yeah. That car ain't no idol. But you'll turn it into an idol. You'll want one so bad you can't sleep at night. You saw, you went to that car lot and you saw a candy apple red car and you just got to have that car. Hello, somebody. You got to have it. You don't want no blue one. I saw that red one. Where the red one at? Amen. You got to have that. You can't hardly sleep at night. You got to have it. Amen. And when you get it, you get upset when somebody them park real close to the car when you're at Walmart. Amen. Now you know you're at Walmart, folks, them gonna be parking. Amen. So you're gonna park way out there where the workers park their car, way on the other side of the parking lot. Amen. But we turn stuff into, and that's what he's telling them. From land, sea, air, man, I turn it into an idol. Yeah, he'll turn it into an idol. Man, I worship anything. So it's not that man can't worship, it's what you're going to worship. You was made to worship. You're going to worship. But what you going to worship? You're going to worship. Amen. God made you to worship. But what you going to worship? And so that's why the Bible says we got to walk by faith, not by sight, not by sight. So he warns them. And then in chapter 5, he gives the Ten Commandments. He gives the Ten Commandments over again. But I want you to see something in verse number 1. Moses called all of Israel and said unto them, hear, O Israel, the statutes and judgment which I speak in your ears this day, that you may learn them and keep them and do them. Did you notice the three things there? What you're supposed to do with the Bible? What three things you're supposed to do with the Bible, the Word of God? First of all, you need to learn them. And then, what's the second thing? You keep them. And then, what's the third thing? You do them. So you do what? You learn them. Keep them. Then you do them. You just don't learn them and say, I know my Bible. Yeah, but the goal is not to just learn them. What's the problem in the church? Huh? What's the problem in the church? Some folks have a learning problem, don't they? They never learn them, so they can't do them. Then other folks, they have a keeping problem, don't they? They done learned the Bible, but they ain't keeping the Bible. So when you just learn the Bible, but you don't keep the Bible, you can't do the Bible. You got to learn them that you can keep them, that you can do them. See, you can't lead where you don't go, and you can't teach what you don't know. Hello, somebody. So a lot of time, the reason, if you notice today, you know, my dad used to tickle us. You know, particularly when you're around old folks, they you know, they could say different things. And at that time, you didn't appreciate it. But now, you know, when you think about it, matter of fact, if you got loved ones that's dead, you remember them more now. They're more alive to you now than they was when they was alive. I'm always remembering something my daddy said. And I said, now, when my daddy was here, I didn't like my daddy that much. But now, boy, I be wishing, boy, now, daddy, what would you do in this situation? Hello, somebody. Now, I'm not asking you to show up right now, Dad. You know, I was just asking. Amen. Oh, but I don't forget what I was going to say. I forgot what Daddy was going to say about that. Let's just go on, y'all. Oh, I know. Daddy used to say, Don't laugh at them children. They ain't got no home training. That's what he used to always say. He said, see, they didn't have no home training. You see how they just walk right in the house and see adults and just walk right past them. Don't speak. Yeah. 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 That's a mama and daddy problem. That's what that is. They just showed that they ain't getting much home training. Amen. And then he would tell us, now don't you be acting like that. Yeah, daddy was always teaching. When I look back at it now, they was always teaching. They was always teaching, telling you. I mean, they could see something bad, and they said, "Now we don't want you to end up like that." See, that's why your daddy is always on. Y'all may think I'm fussing at y'all, but I ain't fussing at you. Your daddy love you and everything, trying to just make sure y'all don't end up like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So learn them, keep them. Do them. See, and that's the good thing about turning that TV off. Learn them. Keep them. Do them. A lot of time we could be cutting up in the house playing, you know, when it was raining and stuff, because when it was raining, you got to cut the TV off anyway. Where I come from. Hello, somebody. Y'all looking at me crazy. Y'all looking at me crazy. Come on, a Coke generation. The Coke generation, y'all know now, soon as they start thundering and lightning, y'all turn the TV off, unplugging the extension cords and everything. Hello, somebody, because you had extension cords running all across the floor and everything, from one room to the next room. Amen. Amen. Covering up mirrors and all that. Amen. 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 So, and a lot of time we'd be cutting up. Mom and them would say, y'all got y'all Sunday school lesson out? Go in there and get your Sunday school lesson out. Go in and get your Sunday school lesson out. Oh, she may ask you a Bible question and stuff. See, you ain't got your Sunday school lesson out. You just told me you ain't got. Go in there and get your Sunday school lesson out. Amen. Come on, somebody. Learn them. Keep them. Give me the fifth commandment. Boy, if my granddaddy would come over there to the house, boy, I'd be scared sometimes because, oh boy, I bet granddaddy going to ask about the Sunday school lesson. Amen. Or he's going to ask you about the one of the Ten Commandments, the Decalogue. Can you recite the Decalogue? And boy, you know, can recite it. What you're talking about, the summary, granddaddy, of the Decalogue? I can summarize it here, O Israel. You know. Lord thy God is one, thou should love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, and mind. Love thy neighbor as you love thyself. These are two commandments. All right then, boy. You go on and get you a piece of candy here, huh? Amen. Amen. He would always give us a piece of candy and a dollar. Amen. Even if you're 18 years old, you get you a dollar. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, when you got about 50 or 60 grandkids, though, you know, $1 is all you can afford. Amen. All right. Chapter 6, and I'm going to finish up now. Chapter 6, he reminded them of God's greatness. Goodness. So the first three chapters, he reminded them of God's guidance. God was the one that brought them. And how did God guide them? It was with this cloud, didn't it? A cloud by day and fire by night. All right. And then he reminded them of God's greatness in their life. And then he reminded them of God's goodness. God's goodness. And look at chapter 6. He reminded them of God's goodness, verse number 4 and 5. Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shall talk of them. Look at the four ways that you ought to teach your children. When thou sittest in thine house, when thou walkest By the way, when thou lieth down and when thou riseth up. What's the four ways to teach your children? And so in other words, you need to always be teaching your children. Even when you're watching television, have a television quiz. Even when you're watching television, when you're watching a television show, there's always some kind of theme or something that lesson that you can teach. Yeah. There's all, even when you're watching Gunsmoke, there's a lesson that you can teach. How many of y'all watch Wide Earth, the Wide Earth, and what have you? Amen. Amen. It shows you how brothers got to stick together. Did you see that the Earth fellows, man, they could take on a whole town. Them brothers stand together. Amen. So I pop a movie in like that and say, y'all need to be standing together like these Earth boys. Amen. Amen. Anything. Same thing. Watching a football game. Did you see that? Teamwork. Teamwork. You see that? You see how that team came back? Mavericks last night came back on Houston. Houston had them 17 points, cruising. Choo, choo, choo. Terry came in there, boom, hitting them three, boom, boom. Man, it energized the whole team. You see what I'm saying? Never give up. What Dr. J said when they won the championship, Dr. J was coming doing all kind of moves, and they said, that's why they call him the doctor, you know. He was doing all kind of moves and stuff. And they asked him, man, how could y'all come from behind like y'all came from behind? And this what he said was famous from this point on. He said, the game ain't over till the fat lady sings. You remember that? He said, the game ain't over until the fat lady sang. You just play till the fat lady sang. Until because after the game was over with, this lady would sing. He said, we just play until the fat lady sang. As a little boy watching that with my basketball, looking at it, I said, man, I'm going out here and I'm going to shoot this ball till the fat lady sang. Hello, somebody. Mama be calling, Timmy, come on in, Timmy. I said, Mama, I got to hit 10 in a row. Got to hit 10 or 12 in a row. Whatever standard I done set. Yeah. You know you have to use your imagination. Amen. Amen. Time is running out. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Hello, somebody. You know what I'm talking about? You got to put the pressure on yourself. Amen. The pressure is on. Sports teach you a lot. It teach you a lot. And so whenever you're watching TV, there's always a lesson. There's always a lesson. Amen. I like to watch what? Law and Order. Dun-dun. And they done changed the music. I said, what they doing? My wife called me, and then I said, they getting ready to come on, and they changed the music. I couldn't even dance right. And I changed the music. I said, then I messed up the music. That's my favorite, you know. I'll stay up to watch just the front part of the show when it come on. Amen. Amen. But it shows you how folks get caught. They make a mistake or something. Yeah. It's always a lesson. So turn anything you see into a teaching. It's a teaching time. Sometimes my boys, they don't like watching television with me because they say, oh, I know daddy finna come up with a lesson. Or somebody finna come up with, we just want to watch TV. Hey, sometimes I'm in there by myself. We start out with the whole family in there. And now everybody done left out. Amen. I wake up and only thing, just TV, keeping me company. I say, my Lord. I said, now what's this all about? Anybody know what I'm talking about? Did that ever happen to y'all? Amen. Amen. I don't know what that's about. Let me go and finish up. Let me finish up. But notice now, notice he says something here. Verse 7, and thou shalt teach them to thy children. Okay, verse 8, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be a frontlet between thine eyes. You ought to write the Bible on your hand. You ought to write the Bible on your hand. Your Bible verse, you ought to write it down on your hand. When I was a little boy, when I was in high school, and I didn't even know this, did, but I fell in love with the book of Proverbs. And I would read a chapter a day out of the book of Proverbs, and I would pick one proverb, and I would write it down on my tablet. And people would be, you know, looking at my tablet, and they'd see all these Bible verses. And they would think I'm kind of strange or something because they see all these Bible verses. Someone would ask me then, you know, you're going to be a preacher? I said, why you say that? And they said, we see all these Bible verses. But do you know God was getting me ready at that time? I didn't know that, but I was just fascinated with the book of Proverbs. I was just fascinated. That's what you do. Write it down, and that way that'll stay on your mind rather than when I would get that F in class. You know what I would do? I would look at my proverb rather than looking at my F. Amen. Amen. I would rather than focusing on my F. Hello, somebody. Look at my Proverbs. Amen. Amen. The Word of God is better than gold and silver. Anything that you can compare, it cannot even be compared with it. I don't need no A anyway. As a matter of fact, I could change this. All I got to do is put another side on it. Amen. Let me go on, y'all. Amen. Amen. Now, notice what the Bible say, though. It said, and thou shalt write them on the post of thine house and on the gates. Do you have any scriptures in your house? On the wall. Your walls need to be talking. Yeah, let your wall, particularly in your children, because there's going to come a time your children not going to want to hear you talk. They're going to start shedding down. But that's all right. Put some Bible scriptures and let the Bible scriptures remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. When they don't want to go to church, it's right there. Matter of fact, put the whole Ten Commandments in your children's room. Amen. Amen. You go upstairs, that's where the children are at. You got a big old post.
Bread of life sent down from glory.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.